The Shamash, its purpose and halachic details. Which candle does the Shamash refer to? What is its purpose for being lit? Should one use the same candle that's used to light all the other candles as the extra candle known as the Shamash, or should one use a different candle as some people do, and light an additional oil candle as the Shamash? What material should the Shamash be made out of? How long should it be? How long should it last for? When should it be lit, before or after the blessing? Who should do the lighting of the Shamash? Whereby the menorah should it be positioned? Is it permitted for one to benefit from the light of the Shamash, such as to light a cigarette and the like, or to light another Shamash? May one extinguish the Shamash after it's been lit? When many people light together in the same home, does everybody need to have a Shamash? Should a Shamash be lit also when lighting in shul during the day? And may one light the Shamash from an already lit Hanukkah light, if necessary? So all these and more questions will be discussed throughout the series on the subject. Let us begin. The name Shamash and the candle that it refers to. So the technical term Shamash refers to the candle used to light the Hanukkah candles, hence lending its name, the servant, the Shamash, the servant, as it's being used to light all the other candles. It does not necessarily refer to the extra candle that is lit in addition to the set number of candles of that night. So is understood from the ruling of the Mechaber in chapter 673, Halacha 1, that they used to use a candle to light all of the candles, including the extra candle, which we today call the Shamash. Now, the Ramah says that in truth, the Shamash is really the candle that you use to light all the other candles. And hence, the name of the extra candle that sits next to the other candles by the menorah is called an extra candle, not the Shamash. However, practically today, we refer to this extra candle as the Shamash for semantic purposes. This is in addition to the fact that the Ashkenazi custom indeed is to use the same candle that was used to light all the other candles as the extra candle by the menorah. After we finish lighting the other candles, we then put the candle down as the extra candle. However, in truth, one can argue that even the extra candle can be intrinsically called a Shamash, as although technically it does not have to be the same candle as the one used to light all the other candles, practically since its purpose is to permit a use with it, as we will shortly explain, therefore it is called Shamash from the wording of use to show its potential use. Whatever the case, for semantic purposes, whenever the word Shamash is used in this lesson, it refers to the extra candle that is lit by the menorah, as is indeed the intent of people when they use this term. So what is the purpose behind the extra candle that's lit by the menorah, which we call the Shamash? After I'm done lighting all the Hanukkah candles, why can't I just extinguish the Shamash that's in my hand? Why are we accustomed to put it down or to light an additional candle with it? So this is not a matter required according to Talmudic law and is first recorded in the Rishonim and brought in the Mechaber, chapter 673, Halacha 1, as a custom of world Jewry for the purpose of being allowed to make use of the Hanukkah candles. As we know, it is forbidden to make any use of the Hanukkah candles. And back in the day when there was no electricity, any light that was lit in the room at night had great benefit to the people there. Now, being that people are so used to benefiting from candles, if we don't light an extra candle that's mundane and not part of the Hanukkah candles, people may come to accidentally and absentmindedly make use of the Hanukkah candles, which are under a prohibition of use. So in order to prevent this from happening, the custom became to light an additional candle near the Hanukkah candles. So if you instinctively come to make use of the candles, you make use of the extra candle which is permitted and not of the Hanukkah candles. This is the reason according to Nigla. However, in truth, there are also esoteric and Kabbalistic reasons behind this, as written in the Sefer Kav HaYosha, chapter 96. Who explains that a total of 8 shamashim are lit during Hanukkah, and each shamash contains a great holiness similar to the kain who would light the menorah, and similar to the srafim who shine the kisei hakavod. And he says that this is why the shamash must be placed higher than the other candles to signify its high level. Now that we've explained the background of the shamash, we're going to go into a few questions and details regarding it. Number one, should the candle used for the lighting also be used as the shamash? So as we already explained earlier, from the letter of the law, technically, These can be two different candles. You can light all the candles using one candle and then light a separate candle to be considered the shamash that you can benefit from. You don't have to use the same exact candle that's in your hand to then put down by the menorah. And so indeed is the custom of some based on the tradition of the son of the Ravid. In the name of Eliyahu Hanavi, that we don't use the same candle for it, and rather we light an additional olive oil candle for the shamash using the candle in the hand that was used to light all the other candles. And so it was a custom done by many Sfardim and many others. However, the Ramah clearly writes that the custom is to use the same candle that you use to light all the other candles as the shamash, so you put it down by the menorah when you're done lighting. And he says that this is the better custom, and the reason is because in that case, everyone knows that this candle is the shamash that you can use to benefit from. As otherwise, people can just think that the oil candle that you lit is just an additional candle to the candles of the Chanukiah, of the menorah. They can't tell which is which. Which candle was lit for the mitzvah and which candle was lit for the shamash? Well, when you use the same candle that you use to light all the candles as the shamash, everyone can tell that it's not considered part of the Hanukkah light. So bottom line, the custom is to use the same candle that you use to use all the other candles as the shamash next to the menorah, but those who don't do so and rather light a separate shamash using oil have upon whom to rely, as we mentioned. The material. What should the shamash be made out of? So from the letter of the law, the shamash may be made of any material, oil, or wax, or wick. However, due to both halachic and esoteric reasons, the custom is to use a shamash that is made of beeswax. So is recorded in Hagos Maril and Sefer Menhagim Chabad, Darkei Chaim V'Shalim, and other Malakdim. The reason for this is because beeswax has the close to quality to that of oil, as mentioned in the Ramah, and we likewise desire to make a distinction between the candles of the mitzvah and the shamash, hence using a different special candle for the shamash. The above rule is with exception to Shabbos Chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah, the shamash must be made of an oil or wax and wick that is permitted to be used for the Shabbos candle, as is listed in the Mishnah Baba Madlikin. In general, all wax, oils, and wicks that are available today are permitted to use to light Shabbos candles and thus may be used as the shamash on Shabbos Chanukah. And Meir Tzashem, we will continue with the further details on this subject in the second lesson on this matter.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.